Ecclesiastes 1:01 Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savour. So doth the little folly, him that is in reputation, for wisdom and honour. 1:02 A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. 1:03 Yea also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to every one that he is a fool. 1:04 If the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place. For yielding pacifieth great offences. 1:05 There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceedeth from the ruler. 1:06 Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. 1:07 I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. 1:08 He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. 1:09 Whoso removeth stones shall be hurt thereth, and he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. 10:10 If the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. 10:11 Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment, and a babbler is no better. 10:12 The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of the fool will swallow up himself. 10:13 The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. 10:14 A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be, and what shall be after him, who can tell him? 10:15 The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. 10:16 Woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and thy princes eat in the morning. 10:17 Blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season, for strength, and not for drunkenness. 10:18 By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house draweth through. 10:19 A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. 10:20 Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. For a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter.